Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Joseph Zeno. Joseph, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's so really great, good to be here. So great to have you. Let's begin with a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for your mercies, the mercies which you are giving us today. We ask, O Lord, that you help us to strive evermore to respond to this call to holiness and to mission which you have given us by our baptism. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Joseph, you are the El Presidente of YCP? Young Catholic Professionals.
I am the president.
Here in Columbus. So as we begin this sort of series of conversations, I always like to hear people's story, how they encountered Christ or the story of their conversion and faith. So you were brought up as Catholic, is that right? You were raised in a Catholic home and everything?
I was, yes.
So the faith was kind of always there.
It was. I was very, very fortunate to have two amazing parents. I can't speak highly enough of both of them. And I was born and raised not just, I feel like, in the Catholic Church in terms of the, you know, the Catholic calisthenics of things, but also just sort of the relationship aspect of knowing Jesus personally.
Now, that's a really interesting point because, you know, almost all these stories, you know, of the people that I talk to, a lot of them, more, I would say probably 7 out of 10, they've been Catholic all their life, you know, or, you know, yeah. And, but in a lot of those cases, you know, maybe they went to Mass or they were even taught the faith. But it's interesting, this relational sense that you, so, what do you mean by that, and maybe how was it that that was instilled?
You know, that's a really good question. I don't know necessarily what my parents did specifically to instill that in us, I think that they fostered a very healthy prayer life, because, you know, you can always have different aspects of the Catholic Church that you gravitate towards, mm-hmm. but ultimately the relationship with Jesus is the most important thing. And, you know, he is our God and he's built us to have a relationship with him. So while you can do all of the X, Y, and Z and the checklist of stuff you're supposed to do, if that doesn't lead you to the relationship with Jesus, then, you know, something is going awry. And I think that from a young age, the emphasis on, you know, Jesus and I's, you know, my relationship with him as not just God, but as a friend as well, and one that has my best interest at heart, even though I would disagree with him sometimes about that, has always been sort of at the forefront of things.
So it seems like an important element, not only is, you know, like the importance of the Mass and the sacraments, but the importance of our own daily prayer and personal prayer. And while the family certainly should pray together as a family, you know, and at meals and things like that, but, you know, even at the end of the day, there's also, I think, instilling in us at a very young age that we really need to have our own prayer life.
Yes, yes, yes. I could not agree more. I mean, prayer is what will ultimately build, you know, the fire of the Holy Spirit within you. And will allow you to enter into that relationship with Jesus, you know, like none other. I think one of the beauties about Catholicism is that there's multiple different forms of prayer. You can say, you know, the Mass is a prayer, novenas, the rosary. There's all these different conduits of prayer, but they all lead back to the same thing in that relationship with Jesus. It's just sort of how you, in my opinion, approach it in sort of that relationship aspect. So for me, you know, when you go get communion, you're not just kind of trouncing up there and you know, just, you know, getting something that tastes kind of bland and mm-hmm. is, you know, okay to chew for the next 2 minutes. It's, you know, okay, this is my friend Jesus that is, you know, coming close to me.
Yeah, beautiful. The what parish were you from?
I was born at Riverside, and went to, I was grew up in Gahanna for a small portion of my childhood. I went to St. Matthew's and Resurrection, which is a wonderful church. I love Resurrection. But I spent most of the time at St. Bridget, which is what I consider my church home. So from second grade on, I lived in Dublin and grew up going to St. Bridget. I love St. Bridget. It's my faith home.
Yeah. Well, beautiful. So you probably went to St. Bridget's grade school.
I did.
And then to St. Charles and high school and everything. Mm-hmm. The as you you know, kind of left the house, maybe into college and everything, was there any sort of I don't know, growing pains in your faith, like as you kind of left the structure of family life in the home to go on your own? How was that adjustment?
Yes, you know, it's very interesting. So when I was growing up, you know, birth till 18 years old, I was always, there's never been a time that I could personally remember where any other faiths were spoken of poorly. So I didn't have that necessarily, I didn't have that experience of a conflict between different faiths mm-hmm. Within Christianity in general. When I went to college, these two guys who lived next to me were, you know, we were in a dorm and they were in the room right next to me. They were very fundamentalist and we became friends. They didn't realize I was Catholic. And then when they did, they stopped talking to me and they had some very choice words to say about the Catholic Church, which was very eye-opening, obviously, coming from a position of viewing, you know, obviously the Catholic Church as the true Church of Jesus, but as the collective whole of Christianity as a reflection of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
And to sort of have other Christians maybe representing that in a different way was definitely new.
If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me today is Joseph Zeno. You know, it's interesting that this sort of conflict, especially when you come from a particularly Catholic kind of cluster, you know, going through Catholic schools and everything like that, to kind of be faced with the fact that the world, you know, there's a plurality of faiths in the world and even in Christian expression, it can be a threat and a danger, you know, like, or not so much a danger, but a threat in the sense of, you know, what do I believe? You know, people begin to question. So I guess my first question is, did you experience this as, you know, as a challenge to your faith?
I did. So, you know, some of the things that they would talk to me about were legitimate questions that I just didn't have answers to. Mm-hmm. But then other things were just juvenile, you know, sort of retorts in terms of why do you know, sort of making fun of me for making the sign of the cross before eating. I mean, it's just silly things that don't necessarily have any theological weight to them, you know, that would prevent us from having both a very collegial Christian relationship with each other. And so, yes, there was definitely times where, you know, they would ask me some very, very good questions. And I knew that the way they were framing them was incorrect, but I couldn't quite pinpoint how I could answer that question correctly, even though I knew that they were incorrect in their assumptions.
Had you felt prepared for those kind of situations with your knowledge of the faith?
No, not at all.
You know, I mean, and I think most of us, even in my own experience, you know, families can't necessarily provide answers to everything, you know, and even Catholic education or, you know, kind of parish formation, you know, it can't anticipate every possible question or the way that people phrase things, too. But when we experience these things as, you know, as a challenge, you know, we rise to the challenge. You know, you either collapse in front of challenge or you rise to the occasion of challenge. So, I mean, the experience that you had then in college, I mean, it must have led you into a deeper interest in the faith.
It really did. It was fascinating. So, you know, I love, you know, the relationship aspect of Jesus, but also the theological sort of apologetic nature of Catholicism is just personally something that I find to be really, really interesting. So from that point, I really started to learn a lot more of the theology of the faith. And then when I went to dental school, I felt like I was much more prepared to answer some of the challenges that were placed to me by some other individuals.
Yeah,
as well.
And you know, there's this. There's an important room for apologetics in, you know, in the new evangelization. I know a lot of there are some who are very dismissive of apologetics for whatever reason. You know, they have different things. And certainly, you know, we want to engage our brothers and sisters in Christ, especially, you know, like our fellow Christians. We want to engage them in a very polite and wholesome way, you know, and as brothers and sisters. But, you know, an apology, you know, apologia, as it comes from, is a defense. It's not an offense, you know, and I think sometimes that might be why people kind of put their thumbs down on apologetics, as they see it as an offense. But in fact, it's a defense. You know, we're defending what we believe. We're defending, you know, our faith. And we're defending our experience of Christ.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that when apologetics gets knocked like that, it's because there's a concern that you're going to lose the relationship aspect of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I think it's important to be able to answer the questions that people pose to you, because how else will they learn about mm-hmm. the faith if you can't provide answers to them?
Excellent. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Joseph Zeno. Joseph is the president of Young Catholic Professionals, YCP. Let's end with a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Help us, O Lord, to grow in our knowledge of the faith and our ability to explain and defend the faith. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Until next time, peace and all good.